The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
You've opened up that new packet of seeds, but you only used a few. So how are you going to keep them for the next year or years down the road? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I'm going to give you a few tips on how to properly store your seeds. Now, there's a lot of hype lately on buying vacuum-sealed seed packets that are supposedly good to last for 10 years or even longer. And I gotta say, I think this is a lot of hype myself. Because when you think about it, seeds are a living organism. They need oxygen to survive. So when you're putting them in an environment that's deprived of oxygen, where it's all pulled out, I don't think it's very conducive to longevity. In reality, seeds last a long time on their own. It's easy to say that many of the seeds that we have, vegetable and flower seeds, will last 3, 5, 7 years without a whole lot of fussing. So there are a couple of simple little things you can do, though, to maintain their viability and to keep that germination rate up so you're not down to 20% with just a few coming up each spring. Storing seeds need just a couple of things: low humidity and also a constant temperature, preferably at a cooler temperature too, so a constant cool temperature. To take care of the humidity issue, it's rather pretty simple. A really good way to store your seeds is in a glass mason jar. So you have your seed packet. When you're all done, crimp over the top and maybe put a paper clip on it to keep it sealed. And be sure to put the date in a very visible spot, because a lot of times, even though every packet is marked with a date, sometimes it gets torn off or smudged or something like that. Or at least I seem to do that. So you want to write the date, clip the top, and then in the glass mason jar, you can either put in a few packets of the silica that'll pull the moisture out of the air inside the jar, or an easy way is to use powdered milk. Now, you want a new box of powdered milk, because if you have a box that's been sitting in the pantry for a while, it's going to already have pulled that oxygen out of the air. So open up a new box, and for a quart, put about a half a cup of powdered milk in the bottom of the jar, and then put a paper towel or a piece of paper over the top. Then you can stack your seed packets in there vertically and put the lid on, you're good to go. Now, you might want to change the powdered milk at about 6 months just to freshen it up and make sure it's pulling as much of the moisture as it can out of that jar. So where to store them now? There is a lot of argument about what's the best place, but overall it seems the best option is going to be the refrigerator. It is cool and it does stay at constant temperature. There's been a lot of issues. I've seen a lot of back and forth on whether to put seeds in the freezer, with more people than not saying don't. So keep them in the fridge and you're probably going to be good to go. Now, places you don't want to keep them are such as the garage or the garden shed that probably reaches up over 90 degrees in the summer and then plummets below freezing and even below zero during the winter. That's really, really hard on seeds. But even so, I have to say that I have had corn seed that was just thrown in a bag, thrown in a pigeon house, an old pigeon house, and it did germinate just fine the next year. So these are general rules of thumb. You're not gonna ruin everything if you don't follow them to the letter. So in general, though, get that humidity out of the jar. Keep them in the refrigerator where it's nice and cool and constant. And truly, you're going to have those seeds for years down the road. Now, an easy rule of thumb is 3 years. Pretty much everything you can almost count on that. Even the ones that they say, like corn and onions and parsley, that they say are only good for a year. In my personal experience, I found that they're good for much longer after that. Last year, I planted onion seeds that were several years old, planted them just very thick inside that container because I thought the germination rate would be very, very poor. Well, they came up like dog hair. And these were several years old and just thrown basically in a baggie, I hate to admit, but it's true. So I just wanted to use that example, though, to point out that seeds are pretty tough. We don't have to baby them by vacuum sealing them or anything like that, or putting them in some special chamber. If you take a little care, you're going to be able to use them years down the road, which makes gardening even more economical. And frankly, when you find those favorite seeds, it's a lot of fun to put them in year after year.
to learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.